News. I'm Laura Winters. New this hour, we learn more bodies have been recovered in Maui. Still, more than 1,000 people missing at this hour after the wildfire. The medical examiner asking relatives of those still missing to submit DNA so remains can be properly ID'd. Correspondent Lisa Taylor updates the numbers for us.
The governor of Hawaii says around 2,000 people are still without power due to the wildfire. The death toll is at 111, and the economic cost to Maui is estimated at $7 billion. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Maui on Monday.
In San Diego, emergency crews getting ready for a weekend storm to hit.
We have detailed maps of previous areas of flooding. We monitor those. We monitor the rain and determine what areas we need to place resources at.
Right now, Hillary churning off the coast of Mexico.
It may be the first time we've had a direct hit from a tropical storm, if it goes that way, but it's not the first time the city's experienced heavy rain. So we know what areas are going to be impacted. We know how to set in place attempts to mitigate it.
Chris Heiser, the director of the city's Office of Emergency Services.
The concern is the storm can bring with it the three things that really impact us, which is high surf, heavy rain over a short duration, and strong winds.
To Washington, D.C. now, where the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking by phone to American Paul Whelan, the former Marine who is currently being held in a Russian prison.
The secretary was able to hear directly from Paul about his condition and was able to tell Paul that President Biden and he remain committed to bringing him home.
That's State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
Secretary Blinken offered Russia a serious proposal for Paul Whelan's release, and that our view continues to be that Russia should immediately release Paul Whelan.
The Russians have been holding him on spying charges since 2018. This is USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
This Thursday, another strange leak out of the Fulton County, Georgia courthouse. Democrat District Attorney Fani Willis in charge there. First, the Trump indictment posted online prior to the grand jury voting. Now, incredibly, the names of the grand jurors who reportedly voted to indict Trump and 18 others circulating. USA Radio's Corey Myers with details.
The apparent names and addresses of the Georgia grand jury members who indicted former President Trump this week have been posted online. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted that posting on a website that frequently uses violent rhetoric and said names and photos of those grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. I'm Corey Myers.
A new video broadcast on MSNBC Wednesday night showing former Trump advisor Republican Roger Stone apparently looking for ways to overturn the 2020 election result and claiming widespread fraud.
Any legislative body may decide on the basis of overwhelming evidence of fraud to send electors to the Electoral College who accurately reflect the president's legitimate victory in their state, which was illegally denied him through fraud.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.